third opportunities, obviously. Guys of that skill and that caliber, they're going to get chances, but it's about limiting those second, third opportunities, those chances from the slot. I think, you know, it was a lot of one and done for them. You know, they get chances off the rush, and we did a pretty good job getting our second guy in quick and turning the puck back, and, you know, I thought we created some good chances. So, you know, I was pretty happy with the way our line played tonight.
Adam, for all the problems you guys have had in overtime and shootouts earlier this year, you seem
hot.
You're hot. Well, any explanation for that?
Peaking at the right time. A little late, I guess, but no, you know, I think it kind of goes in waves. You know, I think sometimes you get down in overtime, and we know we had struggled early on, and you start pressing, you start taking some unnecessary risks, and now, you know, I think we're starting to feel a little more comfortable, and knowing that, you know, you don't necessarily have to get a breakaway to win it, and you don't have to give up the 2-on-1 to get that breakaway. So, you know, guys are playing real well in overtime, and, you know, Helly's made some huge saves for us. You know, the one on Marchand at the end, and we got bailed out on a post with the Turris one. So, I think it kind of just comes and goes with the 3-on-3. Both teams are going to get chances.
So you guys look more relaxed. That's what it seemed to me, anyway.
Well, you know, from the bench, I'm watching just as much as you guys are. So. Yeah, you know what, I think guys are feeling a little more comfortable. Guys are starting to get some chemistry with each other. I think you look at how Kyle's played in overtime the last few games, he's really generated some chances. Same with Tyler and Blake and Mark. You know, they have tremendous chemistry, so they're going to continue to create chances. So it's kind of just about taking the necessary risks, I guess you could say.